The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Due to budget issues, Eric's been replaced by a cranky secondhand robot named Dr. Nuts and Bolts.
We assume you won't mind, but if sparks shoot out your radio, you'll know why.
So stand back.
And now, here's Eric 2.0.
Oh, hello. Hey, Alvin, it's Monday.
Yes, good Monday.
And tomorrow's Tuesday. Quickly, in a couple seconds, we have John Zmirak on, so hold on to your hats.
Get ready.
And if you don't have a hat, get a hat and hold on to it, because Zmirak is going to blow it up any second. But listen, before Zmirak, I'm going to blow it up because okay. We have to talk about Jeanine Pirro. You know, it's a tricky thing. I want my audience always to know exactly where I'm coming from on things. And the Pirro thing, I think it's why I do this show, because I want to have the time to clarify things. There are many, many things in our culture right now that nobody takes the time to clarify it. You either get no news, or you get news from the far left, or you get news from the right, where they don't even, you know, they're tossing out the red meat too, right?
Right.
So, you, with Jeanine Pirro, you have two issues. You've got red meat,
mm-hmm.
and then you have nuance, and you got to do both. Okay.
Yeah.
So, for those who don't know what's going on,
yeah.
and this is ultimately very, very important. Jeanine Pirro has a program on Fox on the weekends. And Fox did not air her program this weekend as a kind of a punishment or a sending a signal, or they may be taking her off the air altogether. Why? Because she made a comment about Representative, I can't even think of her name, Omar,
yeah.
whatever it is.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the, but
yeah.
the woman who wears the hijab, right?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Now, I find the woman who wears the hijab, her views are reprehensible and horrifying. Here's what's where it gets complicated. That woman is pretty much anti-Semitic in what she says. So she's not nuanced. And I think she's a force, a very, very destructive force in America
right
now. And it does have something to do, unfortunately, with her Muslim faith. Why? Because this is why I say there's a lot of nuance here, so you have to understand things. In Europe right now, we had Baroness Cox on. You can watch my interview with Baroness Cox from last week. There has been an insurgence into European politics of genuinely radical Muslims. In other words, these are not European-loving people who happen to be Muslim. These are activist Muslims who care less about the sovereign states of the UK or France or wherever they are than they do about their faith and bringing Sharia law to Europe. Now, that's very different from somebody who says, well, I'm in England. I want to represent my people in England, meaning my district. But I love England, and I love the culture. And the same thing when somebody comes to America and they say, well, I want to be a representative in government. We never ask what your religion is. We don't care what your religion is. That's really a side issue. The question is, are your views, religious or otherwise, consonant with the Constitution of the United States? Now, in most cases, of course, people's views are consonant with the Constitution. But here's the question, and this takes us back to 1960.
Yes.
People questioned whether John F. Kennedy Jr., being a Catholic, he would be the first Catholic president, and of course he was. They said, don't Catholics have ultimate allegiance to the Pope and not to the Constitution? Now, that's nonsense. That's not true. And ironically, in the case of John F. Kennedy, he had so little allegiance to his faith that he brought prostitutes into the White House. So the idea that he's going to be too Catholic for America makes me, you know, that's a horse laugh, right? But the point is, this is where the nuance comes in. People asking that question were not insane. They didn't understand the Catholic faith, and they also didn't understand how there are different kinds of Catholics, right? In other words, it's conceivable that there would have been a Catholic who tries to become president of the United States to subvert American democracy and turn us into a Catholic monarchy, you know. But the point is, usually that's not the case. And usually when you have somebody who's a Muslim who comes to represent anybody, whether in America or in Europe, you would assume that their fidelity first would be to the country and to the people they represent. But what happened on Jeanine Pirro's program, she questioned whether Representative Omar wearing a hijab indicates that she wants Sharia law, that she is somebody who's not in favor of what the Constitution says and wants to bring a theocracy into America, right?
Right.
So this is where it gets crazy, because you think to yourself, that is not a loony question, but you can see how some people immediately react and they say, that's not fair to Muslims to bring that up, as though every woman that wears a hijab wants Sharia and is against the Constitution, whatever. Well, that's where the debate comes in, right?
Yeah.
Because I would actually say, in the case of Representative Omar, we genuinely don't know the answer. So to bring it up is not as incendiary as people take it.
It should be asked and answered.
Well, there you go. So the fact that Fox News tossed Jeanine Pirro tells you something, okay? First of all, it tells you that when you work for a big corporation, even Fox, they're scared. And they don't really – they're not going to err on the side of free speech too often.
Yeah.
They're going to say, ooh, we don't want to lose market share. We don't want to lose advertisers. We're gonna dump Jeanine Pirro for the weekend just to send out the message to the world that we will not tolerate, you know, whatever is perceived as racist or anti-Islamic comments and stuff. So it's not that they don't have a point. But I have to say, for them to – back down that quickly, and to say, we are going to not have a debate, we're not going to defend her, we're not going to have it. They basically threw red meat to the mob, the people that say, if you even question this kind of thing. Now, I'm questioning it on the air because there is no doubt that in the UK, we had our friend Baroness Cox talk about this, and we've had others talk about this, that in the UK, this has happened. People have come in, and they have not put the best interests of all of the British people or even all the representatives. They're basically trying to import a kind of Sharia, whether it's actual Sharia law or trying to expand the caliphate. The point is that there are people, Muslims, who want to do that. Now, this doesn't mean that everyone who's a Muslim wants to do that. So this is why it's so tricky, because most Americans don't have the time to be up on what is Islam. And so this is the perfect time to have that conversation.
Yep.
Why do I have friends that are Muslims that I would never dream that they would want to bring Sharia law and theocracy into America and destroy America? Why? Because they believe in America.
Yes.
But for Judge Jeanine to question it and then to be thrown off the air, that to me is un-American.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that Fox did that is a dark day for America, because Fox News, people look to Fox News to be unlike the other networks. And in this case, you start understanding that, well, when you're a huge corporation, when you've got Rupert Murdoch, you know, worried about what his Muslim investors are saying, people on the board, you realize how dicey this is.
Yeah.
So if we're going to have free speech in America, we have to stand strong. And we have to defend people, even when they say something we disagree with. When somebody says something like that, on the air, and I hear it, yeah. I immediately say, you know, but I'm saying even Jeanine Pirro, whom
right.
I love.
Yeah.
If they say that, if I'm watching the TV, I say, oh, no, no, no. She shouldn't have said that. She should have put it this way.
Right.
Because she's leading people to believe that, you know. But the point is, yeah. she didn't do that intentionally. So for the fact that they would throw her off the air, even if it's just for a weekend, we don't know, is honestly ridiculous. And I want to stand against it. We're going to talk more about this with John Zmierak in a couple of minutes. There's a lot to cover, folks. But I just want to say that what Fox did sends a bad message, and it creates a chilling effect. And I want to say shame on them for doing that. They should have stood with her. The fact that they didn't tells you that where do you go? I mean, even right now, I feel free to speak this. I don't have any fear because Salem stands by free speech. TBN stands by free speech. So the idea that at a place like Fox, you better watch yourself, that to me is really, really chilling. Yeah. So I just want to say, I've got more to say on Jeanine Pirro, and we'll talk to John Zmierak about it. But I wanted to lay it out, what is at stake. This is very nuanced, and we all have to begin to understand what is Islam, what does it mean when somebody is in the Congress. It's a little complex, but if all Americans don't begin to understand this, we're in big trouble. We'll be right back with the great John Zmierak. It's the Irkham Taxis Show.
That they will see, there will be an answer. Let it be.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then, a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
What if every Christian discovered that their favorite hero of the faith held to some false and even shocking views? In his new book, Regrace, best-selling author Frank Viola uncovers some of the shocking beliefs held by faith giants like Luther, Augustine, and C.S. Lewis. He challenges us all to engage with fellow believers more graciously, even when we disagree. Regrace is available now, wherever books are sold.
On April 5th, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Anne Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better if you don't get in my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
Then you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters April 5th.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then, a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, talking to John Zmierak in this hour. John Zmierak, are you there, my friend?
Yes, I am.
I understand you were just at the vet. You care about animals, don't you?
My girlfriend has an adorable little Shih Tzu who needed eye surgery.
Really?
Yeah, but it's fine. Worked out.
Eye surgery. I never heard of such a thing for people, much less dogs. This is nonsense. Okay, so seriously, you're back, and I'm talking to you, and I want to talk to you about everything. But first, I want to start. I just ranted. Actually, it wasn't a rant, but it was a long monologue for me talking about the Jeanine Pirro situation. And I'm trying to help my audience understand, because we're not living in a time of nuances, and I'd like people to tune into this program to get the full picture, because you hardly ever do anymore. Where can you go to get the story on Jeanine Pirro? And what I was saying, and I want your commentary on it, is that, first of all, she said nothing wrong. She asked a question. She may have implied that everybody who wears a hijab, everybody who's a Muslim, is for Sharia law and against the American Constitution, and in that she would be wrong. But for Fox to not put her program on the air strikes me as just ridiculously politically incorrect and actually scandalous. It was very upsetting to me that they would do that. Do you have anything to say about that?
Well, Muslims should support Sharia if they're good Muslims. So those who do not support Sharia are being imperfect Muslims. I invite them to be. I think that's great. But from the point of view of Orthodox Islam, they should want Sharia for the entire world.
Okay, so you're saying that if somebody's a liberal Muslim, and in your eyes, not a real Muslim, then they would be potentially against Sharia. But you're saying that there are no faithful Muslims in your eyes who are against Sharia law in the United States?
I'm saying it's a logical contradiction. It's like being a pro-choice Catholic. There are plenty of them, but you see the issue.
Well, okay, let's go back to John F. Kennedy, right? Everybody was worried in 1960. It was the exact same thing. He was not running for Congress. He was running for the presidency. So people rightly questioned, what does this mean? What does it mean to have a Catholic president? Will he be taking his orders from the Pope and not from the Constitution, from the people? At the time, you know, an ignorant Protestant would be forgiven for asking the question, because you'd say, well, we don't know. We've never had this before, right?
Well, you know what? Two things about that. First of all, the church was just then changing its teaching on religious liberty. Up until Vatican II, the Catholic Church said that Catholics should be actively promoting a Catholic state wherever they were. And it was only at Vatican II that the church got rid of what you could call the Catholic equivalent of Sharia.
Okay, so something good came out of the big news, the flash headline, is something good came out of Vatican II.
Yeah, that was the one good thing that came out of Vatican II, is that we abandoned Catholic Sharia.
But so people would have been right to question John F. Kennedy at the time, because obviously 1960 election is before Vatican II. And so it would have been correct to question that. So it seems to me the parallel, when somebody like Jeanine Pirro is questioning Representative Omar, it's entirely correct for her to bring this up.
Absolutely. Islam teaches that Sharia is the divine law for the whole human race, revealed once and for all, unchangeable, perfect, to Muhammad, that should be imposed on the entire planet, if necessary, by force of arms. That is Orthodox Islam, just as Orthodox Catholicism in 1960 was. Catholics should be trying to install Catholic states wherever they can, and it's perfectly all right for them to close down Protestant churches because they're heretical. That was Orthodox Catholicism in 1960.
Okay.
The other thing I want to say is that John F. Kennedy's answer, his famous speech to the ministers in Houston, was terrible. He did not give an adequate defense of real religious liberty. What he did was he embraced French-style secularism. He said, I will not let my Catholic conscience influence me in any way.
Well, you know what he was like?
Level.
He was like Governor Cuomo. And
exactly.
I don't mean the current Governor Cuomo.
We know it didn't even affect his personal life, given his long string of mistresses. So John F. Kennedy was Catholic in the sense that a belly dancer eating a pork chop might be a Muslim.
Right. Well, you see, this is why I love to have you on, because I said, in my opening that this is a little bit complicated. And people, where do you go to get the conversation that we're having here? You know, unfortunately, you will never get this on Fox News. They're a huge corporation. And it really grieves me to say this. They have a number of heroes there. Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and Sean Hannity are willing to speak out on this stuff. But they often have some strictures put on them by the corporation, and they can't really have the bigger conversation. And I wanted to have that here because I thought most Americans are really wondering, what does it mean to have a woman wearing a hijab in the U.S. Congress? What does it mean? And the answer is but it's also complicated because you can wear it. There are plenty of women wearing hijabs. I see them in New York or whatever. And I do not believe that they want to overthrow the U.S. Constitution. Their husbands may or may not have that view. But the point is, we need to kind of understand this. And by talking about John F. Kennedy, we're helping people understand it.
That's right.
We're saying, okay, so here's my takeaway. My takeaway is John F. Kennedy was a fake Catholic. And many Catholics today are fake Catholics. They don't really believe Catholic doctrine. In fact, they don't even know Catholic doctrine. They just live their lives and say, well, I was raised Catholic. I'm Irish or Italian or Portuguese or whatever. So I guess I'm a Catholic and I go to. But the reality is they don't know Catholic doctrine. They don't live Catholic with Catholic doctrine. They sleep with partners outside of marriage. They believe in divorce. They believe in abortion. So they are not real Catholic. So the question is, when somebody says, I am a Muslim, the doormen in my previous building were Muslims, and I know they were pro-American Muslims. So they did not subscribe to any of this stuff that people are fearing with Sharia law. So that's the question. Is somebody...
Well, here's... Can I add one thing?
Well, please add anything.
Yeah. By the time Kennedy was elected, the Catholic Church in America had been preaching religious freedom and embracing religious freedom since the very beginning. And in fact, Catholic bishops got in trouble with the Vatican in the 19th century for that. They even invented a heresy they called Americanism, which was basically support of religious freedom. At Vatican II, the support for religious freedom had grown among bishops around the world, but it was American bishops and Polish bishops, especially Karol Wojtyla, John Paul II later, who pushed for the church to finally embrace religious freedom at Vatican II. But you'd had 100 years of every single American Catholic leader renouncing the Catholic equivalent of Sharia. That's not true of all Muslim clerics in America. I would, especially the influence of Saudi Arabia, pouring money in, building mosques, appointing preachers, bringing in foreign preachers who all do preach Sharia. So Muslims today are where Catholics would have been in, say, 1860 if they had had hundreds of foreign priests coming in preaching the virtues of the Spanish Inquisition.
Okay, so back to Representative Omar, we do not have any kind of a statement from her to lead us to believe that she is, in fact, not guilty of what Jeanine Pirro was asking. Is that not the case?
Right. Look, it is legitimate to assume that when someone claims to be a member of a religion and they do things supportive of that religion, that they believe in all the doctrines of that religion. If they want to be nuanced, if they're kind of lax, they can let us know. But until and unless they make it clear that they are dissenting Muslims and they dissent from Sharia as the universal totalitarian legal code for the entire planet, it's safe and fair to assume that they believe
right.
it.
So the
and
question,
it's actually respectful to assume that they believe
so
it.
So the question then is, why did Fox News take Jeanine Pirro off the air. That strikes
don't
me.
Don't they have a Muslim producer who started all the
well,
all of this?
They have a Muslim producer. The Muslim producer is politically more democratic. But the point is that so what? If people there are all kinds of people of different religions everywhere in every corporation. For Fox News at the highest level to take one of its top people off the air, to take her show off the air for a weekend, it sends a chilling it sends a chilling message.
Oh, absolutely.
I think to
you know
everybody.
What it reminds me of?
What's that?
It reminds me of in the 1930s, Hollywood studios were actually censoring movies that had negative references to Hitler because they were under pressure from German investors and German banks, and they were told that their movies would not be shown in Germany and
right.
they would lose millions of dollars.
Right.
So we have there was a book out about it. I don't remember the name, but there are at least four or five instances where heads of studios, some of them Jewish, censored movies and took out negative references to Hitler to avoid losing access to the German movie market.
Okay, well, the reason we're out of time in this segment, but the reason I'm bringing this up, folks, is because we have reason to believe, based on what's going on in Europe, that there are many, many Muslim politicians who are not playing ball, who do not care about democracy and self-government, and they're using the system. So when we come back, we'll continue the conversation with John Zmirak.
When the sun bursts through the...
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Dutch police in Utrecht continue to search for the suspect in a deadly shooting on a tram in the Dutch city. The death toll remains at three in that shooting. Mozambique's president says more than 1,000 people are feared dead 4 days after a cyclone slammed into that country. The Speaker of Britain's House of Commons says the government can't ask lawmakers to vote again on its Brexit deal. That's unless it is substantially changed. John Bercow says rules prevent a motion being brought back repeatedly for votes in the same session of Parliament. This complicates the Prime Minister's attempts to get her deal approved. Princeton University says 58-year-old Professor Alan Krueger, an economist who served as a top advisor in two Democratic administrations, has died. Princeton did not disclose the cause of death. This is SRN News.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. Such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. I am talking to John Zmirak. Need I say more? If you listen to this program, you know that we love to talk to John Zmirak. John, we're talking about the situation with Representative Omar and Judge Jeanine Pirro making some comment about her wearing a hijab. And does that mean that she's not going to be faithful to the Constitution? Unfortunately, what Judge Jeanine Pirro said is not out of line. In Europe right now, you and I know this, and people need to understand this. There are many activist Muslims who are gaming the system in the same way that activist gay rights people said, for example, oh, we just want to live and let live and we want to have gay marriage and we're not going to persecute people who disagree with us. They said that. And then once same-sex marriage becomes the law of the land, suddenly, if you don't have that view, they begin to persecute you. So we have to be wise and understand that one Muslim is not the same as the next Muslim. We have to ask people these questions. Who are you? What do you mean? And for Judge Jeanine Pirro to raise that on her show was completely appropriate. And Fox News shut her down.
You see, what the left relies on is not letting us ask these questions. We cannot talk about them, because if we are allowed to talk about them, people will freak out and they will take action. So just the way they censored any talk about immigration for years and years, and even the Republican mainstream would just shut down any candidates who wanted to do something about immigration. Karl Rove would pour money into their opponents' war chest during the primaries all through the 90s. Right now, they are desperate to stop us from talking about what the actual, literal, objective implications of Orthodox Islam are. And if you want to find out what they are, go read the text. Look at what the preachers at Al-Azhar University in Egypt, the most prestigious Muslim university in the world, look what they say. Look what Saudi Arabia, what the main religious authorities in Sunni Islam say. Do you know, I once moderated a really fantastic debate. It's still on YouTube, and I hope you'll share it, Eric. It was between Robert Spencer, the Jihad Watch, and Peter Kreeft, the Catholic philosopher. And the topic was, is the only good Muslim a bad Muslim? And for meaning, is the only good American Muslim someone who, from the point of view of Orthodox Islam, is somewhat heterodox because they embrace religious freedom? It's an hour and a half, and it's absolutely fascinating.
Now, where can people find that? Say it again.
Your listeners, is the only good Muslim a bad Muslim? And look it up on YouTube.
Is the only good Muslim a bad Muslim? Well,
and I'm the moderator of the debate. It's a really fascinating.
Well, see, this is the question. And Judge Jeanine Pirro has been silenced. She cannot have this conversation. She was trying to have this conversation on her program. Now, you don't need to love Jeanine Pirro, but you need to love open debate in the United States of America and understand that when somebody like that is silenced simply for asking the question because it made some radical Muslims angry, you have to ask, why does Fox News not have the courage to stand up to that? I was very upset. I have to say, it's hard to get me that upset, but I thought for Fox News, for what I see as an anodyne question to shut somebody down, that was really troubling. And
that tells you, do you know what the most important questions are? The ones they don't want you to ask.
Yeah.
Eric Voglin, the refugee from Nazi totalitarianism, who became one of the greatest critics of Nazism and communism, he said totalitarianism works by forbidding questions that cut to the fundamentals of their ideological system will tear them apart, so they have to forbid those questions. And Fox News is forbidding this fundamental question: is Islam, which allows real religious freedom in virtually no country that it controls, name me a Muslim country with religious freedom that you and I would consider acceptable from an American perspective.
Well,
name one.
We're going to have on the air tomorrow a guy named Hugo Jacomet, and he talks about the situation. He lives outside Paris. And the reality is that, and this is why we have to be vigilant, and it's why we have to keep the republic ourselves, because many times our leaders are disingenuous. They say one thing, but they don't really live it out. For example, in France, you're not allowed to wear a cross in public. You're not supposed to dress as a religious Jew. They say we're a secular state. Well, that alone is garbage. But the point is, even if they were consistent, they would not let Muslims walk around in overtly Islamic clothing. But they don't bother the Muslims. And so you kind of realize that some people are gaming the system. And we've seen it happen all over Europe. Where Muslims have come in, they have often said one thing and then done another. In other words, they come in and saying like, oh, I can be a representative, I can be in parliament, or I can do this or that. But what they are in fact trying to do is bring Sharia law in a theocratic way into the situation. So if we don't ask those questions in America, you're going to get genuine xenophobia. You're going to get people who they think all Muslims want to take down the United States of America. So we have to encourage this conversation so that those Muslims who don't agree with Sharia law, with theocracy, those Muslims who agree with American values and American religious liberty, that they have their voice, they speak out, and we know who they are. And then we know who they aren't. And right now, we have no confidence that Representative Omar cares about the Constitution. She's said enough to make everybody nervous, and that's why Jeanine Pirro asked the question. So, again, today is Monday. We don't know if we're going to hear from Fox News tonight or whatever, but I got to say, when I read that they took her off the air for a really anodyne, innocent question, that should make us all worry, and we should, you know, scream. So we'll be right back talking to John Zmirak. Hey, Albin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay. Yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pains. I said, trust me, the Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Hey, this is Eric Metaxas for Americans for Freedom of Religion. Have you heard the lie that America's public schools are God-free zones? Do you hear Americans who lament that God, religion, and morals are not allowed in our schools? Politicians and the media have twisted the phrase separation of church and state, insisting that God is not allowed in our schools, but that just is not true. Student prayer was never removed from schools, and the Department of Education's guidelines state that students may pray, read the Bible, and share about their faith as long as it's student-initiated, voluntary, and non-disruptive. But public school students are routinely told not to pray, write about their faith, or even speak the phrase Merry Christmas. Learn more at AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org. Download our video and educational materials to share with your family, friends, and public school administrators. Please consider contacting or supporting this nonprofit religious freedom movement so that we may preserve America's religious heritage. Visit AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org to get involved and support our fight for freedom of religion. AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. If you know MyPillow. You already know how effective it is. On this program, we joke half seriously that it is the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Mike Lindell dedicated himself to inventing a pillow that works, that's effective. It's not a joke. I mean, he, if you know his story, we've interviewed him on the program. It's an amazing story, right? Okay, well, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, right now is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. By the way, if you already know how great it is, you can get them for everybody you know. But I say that because right now on this program, to my listeners, there is a special offer, a four-pack offer that includes two premium MyPillows with two go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. You have to call 800-978-3057 and use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or call 800-978-3057. Do it now. Folks, Eric Metaxas Show, talking to John Smirak. John Smirak, you've written a lot of wonderful stuff as usual. People can go to thestream.org. What shall we talk about?
Well, I have a piece that's on a related topic. It's called The Christchurch Killer and Cardinal Daniil's Two Traitors to Christendom.
I try to trace
the origin of that horrible, disgusting attack on innocent Muslim civilians in New Zealand. What is behind the ideology of the man who did that horrific crime?
And what do you say in the article?
I think the ultimate responsibility for actions like that lies with liberal Christians, left-wing Christians who water down Christianity and turn it into a social justice religion that approves of all sexual deviations and that fixates on liberal politics, open borders, socialism, big government programs.
Okay, why? What's the connection?
Okay, this killer, like previous killers, Anders Breivik and Timothy McVeigh, they had one thing in common. They had rejected Christianity. They had walked away from it. They decided that it was a kind of civilizational suicide cult that was so bent on openness and a kind of passivity and even pacifism that they got disgusted with it, and they became race cranks. They became fanatical tribalists. They reacted to the opposite extreme. They were so repulsed by the kind of sleazy bourgeois do-nothingism of liberal Christianity that they looked for something solid. They looked for something with some spine, but of course what they chose was evil, was fanatical, was hateful. And I think by actually trying to make Christianity into a kind of suicide cult, which says, well, we're going to let millions of people in who are intolerant of us, and we're going to let them vote. You have to accept them. You have to welcome the stranger. You're not allowed to defend yourself or defend your country. They have made Christianity, insofar as it that version of it, is so repulsive that people are going to walk away from it. And some of them are going to become racial extremists because they want to hold on to something solid. And there is absolutely nothing solid about liberal Christianity. What I talk about in the essay, there's this Belgian cardinal, Godfried Daniels. He just died. And he was the lead guy in getting Pope Francis elected. He led the conspiracy that got Pope Francis elected pope in order to change the church. He died recently. Pope Francis praised him. He called him a zealous pastor. In fact, he was one of the worst bishops on earth. He congratulated the Belgian government for legalizing same-sex marriage. He said the church had never objected to the fact that there's a sort of marriage between homosexuals. That's a direct quote.
Wow.
When they wanted to legalize abortion in Belgium, people were worried that the king would refuse to sign the law. He urged the king to sign the law.
This is extraordinary.
The church in Belgium, under his leadership, has gone from a reasonably strong church to it's almost dead. Virtually no one attends Mass. But worst of all, Cardinal Daniels had the worst sex scandal on earth. There were hundreds of priests molesting children, and we have him on audio tape confronting a victim of child molestation, a man who was molested by his own uncle, who was a bishop, we have Daniil telling him to shut up about it, blaming him for basically seducing his uncle and threatening him if he goes to the Pope about it.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, if you
This is
ever...
the guy who got Pope Francis elected, who just died, and Pope Francis just praised him. This is the kind of corrupt, decadent, open borders, lax Christianity that makes people disgusted, and they walk away, and sometimes, unfortunately, they embrace a disgusting extreme like this Christchurch killer. But as I say in the article, I think it's much more likely that men like him are not going to be killing Muslims. They're going to be becoming Muslims, where they will find groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram, which openly embrace massacres like the one in New Zealand.
Well, and not just that, but openly embrace the idea that tribalism, racism, genuine xenophobia, genuine ostracization of the other, capital O, is right. And that this is the irony. We're living in a time where the people on the left are accusing conservatives or people who voted for Trump as being xenophobic, other-hating, bigoted, racist, tribalist. And the reality is, ironically, that by saying that, they're neglecting those who are genuinely adopting these things. And you're quite right that this man who murdered all of these people and the guy Anders Breivik and Timothy McVeigh, they all rejected Christianity and grabbed on to something which actually is ideologically closer to radical Islam. But we don't talk about that.
Right. What I'm saying is, by making Christianity in the liberal version of it into a literal suicide cult, they are driving people to extremism like that, because they're eviscerating Christianity.
Right.
C.S. Lewis said, we create men without chests, and then we wonder why no one has any courage or integrity. Well, these bishops are making men without chests, and the devil is going in and putting in a heart of stone.
Well, this is exactly what political correctness is. In other words, we see it. You and I saw it when we were kids at Yale University. I mean, you began to see this already back then. It's a kind of its own religion, and it brooks no dissent, and it basically says, this is the way things are, you're wrong, and to discuss it is unseemly. But right now we have a crisis. We just referred to it earlier. Janine Pirro is asking a great question about what are we to require of somebody, a woman who wears a hijab, who did not take her oath of office on a Bible, but on a Quran. That's
right.
Extraordinary. You know, are we not, what is it, just some book? Like, hey, my holy book? You know, what book... why have we had this tradition of people putting their hands on the Bible? There are plenty of people who don't believe in the Bible who put their hand on the Bible. But why did we have that tradition? And what does it mean when suddenly we have a woman not just wearing a hijab, but taking her oath of office on the Quran? Are the values in that book consonant with the Constitution? You and I would say they're not. And we're not even allowed to have that conversation anymore. And Fox News Judge Janine Pirro was shut down for bringing it up. Unbelievable. We're going to have a final segment with John Zmirak. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Give to food for the poor. MetaxasTalk.com.
You want to give me a 10-9 on that Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hawks are starting to close up my sinuses.
Have you tried digital marketing but don't know if it's getting you customers? Got different companies running your web design, social media marketing, and geofencing, but not sure which is working and which is a waste of your dollars? Contact us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is painting a dire picture of the situation at the southern border.
Nielsen is calling it a humanitarian and security catastrophe, and she says it's getting worse.
The situation at our southern border has gone from a crisis to a national emergency to a near system-wide meltdown.
She blames Congress for playing politics.
Our laws are not keeping up with the migrant flows, and until they are fixed, the situation will only get worse.
Nielsen's calling on Congress to, among other things, reverse the court ruling she says orders dangerous criminals to be released into communities.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Dutch authorities have reduced the threat level in the central city of Utrecht back to 4 out of 5. That follows the arrest of the suspect in the city's deadly tram shooting. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Just a few minutes left with John Zamirak. John, you were talking about a number of things. I want to give you an opportunity. You've got a bunch of great articles at The Stream. You can go to stream.org and read them in the next few minutes.
Yeah, I'd to direct people to my piece about the admission scandal.
Go.
That
yes.
involved Yale.
Yes.
The piece is called Bribe College Admissions Officials. My parents wouldn't pay for driver's ed.
Well, it is such a great article. I have to say, I thought, boy, I wish you would just keep writing articles like this and then sew them together into an autobiography of sorts, because it's a different kind of writing from you because it's so personal, but it was very powerful.
Well, thanks. So I told the story of, you know, when I was applying to college, my dad was in danger of going to jail, not for bribing admissions officials, but he was a mailman who liked to take things home from the dead letter office, which apparently is a federal crime. So he was on trial for these charges while I was interviewing at Yale and Dartmouth and Columbia and NYU. So that was a different scenario.
I mean,
I do talk about the question of legacies, of people whose families have been going to a college for 100 years and they've given money. There may be buildings named after them. And should they get a leg up getting into the college? And I say, sure, that's absolutely fine, because that's not a bribe. That's a gift to the college that benefits thousands of students like me. I mean, I could never have afforded with my dad as an unemployed mailman
going
to Yale.
The same thing goes for me.
Of those wealthy people who are so generous, you know, they underwrote my ticket out of Palookaville.
But that's true of me too, John. In other words, that I would not have. We couldn't afford. We had to get financial aid and so on and so forth. There's no way we could afford a full ride to Yale. But I mean, there's the larger question, and I spoke about this very briefly on Shannon Bream the other night, is that don't you find it ironic that people are just doing anything corrupt and disgusting to get into these places? And then when you go to these places, they teach you there's no truth, there's no honor, and stealing and all these things. Where do we get what's the ground of all being? There is none. Life has no meaning. So there's tremendous irony that we make a big fuss about, you know, the so-called laws and rules. When you get into these places, they effectively teach you there are no such things.
Right. They teach you that life has no meaning. You can kill newborn babies, But racism is wrong for some reason that we can't really name because we're total nihilists. But racism is still wrong, and that's the only moral code is discrimination, political correctness. That which is we have for totally arbitrary reasons, since we don't have any belief in the dignity of humanity
right.
or any creator or any reason to believe in any of this stuff, but we just arbitrarily grab on to political correctness as our new religion, a replacement for the old one.
Right, and you want to talk about something that really has no basis, political correctness and the fake religion, the false religion, the idolatrous religion, built around the will of a few is false. If you're a serious Christian, you have a reason to say racism is wrong.
Right.
But if you're not serious about the Bible, why do you say racism is wrong? I defy anybody to explain to me, apart from the law of God and the word of God, which says we're all created in his image and he died for each one of us, then why is racism wrong? I know why it's wrong. You know why it's wrong. A lot of listeners do. But a lot of listeners listening, they don't know and they've never thought of this before. And when you subscribe to the secular non-religion of places like Yale, on what basis do you say anything? We're out of time. John Zmierich, my friend, thank you so much. Look forward to speaking with you again next week. Folks, that's the program. Sorry to be in a rush here. In hour two today, I can't remember who we have in hour two today, but you'll hear it from me. We'll be right back for hour two.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.